today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Have you ever tried to lift something that was very heavy? Have you ever tried to move something that you couldn't budge? As we go through life, we encounter situations that weigh upon us. Some people have dealt with a divorce that have left them depressed. Others have dealt with being fired from a job for the wrong reason. While still others have dealt with a death in the family, a pay cut, a demotion in rank, a bad grade, a failed test, or a friend who betrayed them. At times, it seems like you won't bounce back from these events. There are times when you feel you just can't make it. Most people wouldn't bounce back, but you're not most people. You are forever empowered. In Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, it is written, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one place in one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." They were empowered to speak known languages of the people who had come to Jerusalem. This was the day the power of the Most High was given to man. Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, came to reside in man. Man was now able to do the work of the kingdom by and through the power of the Holy Spirit. These men were God's leaders, empowered with the ability to empower others. Jesus served as an example of how this should be done when he walked the earth prior to his crucifixion. After raising himself from the dead, Jesus gave man the promise of the Holy Spirit. You too receive this power when you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. You've been empowered to overcome the obstacles in your life. You've been empowered to defeat the negative attitude and reach for the positive that's before you. You've been empowered to examine yourself daily and make the necessary changes. You've been empowered to be God's representative and his representation on earth for the world. You've been empowered to witness the grace and mercy of a loving God. You've been empowered to be a witness of Jesus Christ to empower others. You've been forever empowered. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.